A DC-3 type rating? Impressive, but who needs one? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in, and thanks for downloading us. Yesterday, you heard my conversation with Dan Greider, who brought his vintage DC-3 airliner to Lakeland. We talked about the plane's history and capabilities and how he came to own it. Well, before the show ended, I got to talk to Dan a second time, and I asked him about his flight school's unique offer of a DC-3 type rating. The first obvious question is, who needs a DC-3 type rating?
Well, that's the neat part of this deal. There isn't anybody that really needs one, and that's why we sell so many of them. But people come in, we have a great time, and they go home with the type rating. It's pretty much useless. You don't need one of these. If you need one, don't call me. But we will have a great time, and we'll probably play some bluegrass, but we're going to fly the airplane, and you will get a type rating out of it, and it's a great experience.
So if I understand you correctly, they're coming to you for a type rating, but also instrument proficiency.
Yeah, sometimes we're on instruments, so, you know, you need to be proficient in a lot of different stuff. So the instrument proficiency is not required, but if you like that kind of stuff, we have that too.
Now, I know your favorite instrument is the banjo.
Yes, I love to play the banjo, and we have our bluegrass band here at Sun and Fun, so we have a lot of fun with that too.
All right, back to the type rating. What is the point in having a type rating in any aircraft? What does a type rating require, and what does it enable you to do?
Well, the FAA has said that in order to fly aircraft, typically they're over 12,500 pounds, you have to have specific type training in that aircraft. And they actually, for instance, DC-10 or 747 or something like that, when you complete your training, it's such a big airplane and so many systems on it that they'll stamp 747 on your certificate. The DC-3 falls into that category, and they require you to have one of those on your pilot's license that's specifically stamped that way. So that concept has been around a long time, and even though it's not a 400,000-pound airplane, it's still well over 12.5, and the FAA requires a type rating.
How many DC-3s are there left flying in the world today?
There's probably quite a few left in the world. They're still used a lot in some of the third world countries and around. You'll see them all over the place. In the States, there's not much use for them here left anymore. There's probably, I estimate, less than 100 left flying in the States.
Dan, there must be an awful lot of great stories that come out of this work because, like you say, nobody does this because they need to. Is there anything that stands out in your experience with students of who were the candidates who had the most interesting stories coming into this program?
You know, we've had a lot of them, Paul, a lot of people with just all kinds of varying backgrounds from kids, high school kids, all the way through people late in life wanting to notch this one as one of their last accomplishments. In fact, just a month ago, I had a World War II veteran that flew the C-47, came in, and he did not pick up a type rating, but they bought him an hour and a half of dual in the airplane, and he hadn't flown the airplane for 64-some years, and it was an honor to put him in the left seat and let him make a takeoff. And things like that are just an absolute honor to get to do. But they come from all walks of life, all over the world. We've had customers from Australia and Germany and England and Switzerland and Canada and Mexico. And they just seem to keep coming, none of them for any particular real reason other than just to fly the airplane.
Does the DC-3 type rating on your pilot certificate still carry any weight with employment? I would think it would, if nothing else, make you someone they'd want to interview.
Well, a little bit, but mostly if you take your DC-3 type rating and go to any Waffle House, if you present $2, you can get a free cup of coffee.
Touché. Let's talk about what's involved in getting the type rating. How many hours are involved? How much expense is generally incurred by someone who's going through the whole program?
We have two programs. The main one, our pilot and commander, our PIC course, is $14,000. It's a 7-day course, and that includes 10 hours of flying, ground school, books, and everything that you need. Our other course that we sell a lot more than that is our second-in-command course, and students still sit left seat. They fly the DC-3, they act as a captain in training, and they get 2.3 hours in the left seat, plus as many as 4, 5, or 6 more hours in the jump seat while another person does the course in conjunction. That course is $3,220, and that's what we sell the most of.
You seem to have found every possible thing you can do with this airplane. Is there anything you envision in the future with a DC-3, and how long do you intend to keep it?
I'm going to keep it as long as I can keep it going. You know, these airplanes are going away rapidly. There will be a day where cost of gas and cost of maintenance makes it prohibitive for a guy like me to own one because I'm not a large multi-billion dollar corporation. You know, I'm just a regular guy with an airplane, and the only way I can keep it going is through air shows and flight training and sponsorship. And I love it. I love flying. You know, I've had the airplane for almost 8 years. I've only flown it from the left seat myself twice. I just I've never left the right seat, and that gives me a lot of pleasure to sit over there and allow other people to do the flying, just like we've done here this week at Sun and Fun all week long. But to answer your question, I'm going to keep it going as long as I can. And at that point, you know, you're going to see a lot of the other DC-3s probably in boneyards too. They're just going to be too expensive to keep going.
We're talking with Dan Grider, whose flight school operation in the Atlanta area offers a type rating in the Douglas DC-3. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back. Paul Plack here with Dan Grider. And we're talking about the DC-3 type rating. We've kind of talked that one out, Dan. Let's talk about what people see you do at air shows. I wondered if there's any place further to take the DC-3 in your performance. And it sounds like maybe you have a couple things in mind for down the road.
Well, I'm a dreamer, Paul, and I do have a couple plans that I would like to try in the future. We got plans in the works right now. Hopefully, maybe next year at Sun and Fun, I have two goals. One, I'd like to roll the DC-3 at Sun and Fun here in our air show performance. And the aircraft will definitely do it. We haven't done it before, but it'll definitely do it. And the other thing I'd like to do, I would dearly love to do, just like I've done with 50 other general aviation airplanes, is dead stick it. And you're a pilot. You've probably dead sticked a 150 or 172. Dead sticking an airplane is just not that big of a deal, and I'm convinced that the DC-3 will dead stick and just shut the other engine down, and we'll land with no engines running, just like Bob Hoover did. And I think if I could do those two, that would just make my week down here if I could incorporate those into the performance. And I think people would like to see it.
You know, if you read any of the news stories about things that have gone wrong on airliners, the thing that terrifies people more than anything is the idea that an engine would quit in an airplane. To see somebody do it intentionally, especially in something that big, is going to make a real impact. I mean, other pilots know that that's a fairly routine maneuver and something, in fact, you train for anytime you train to fly an aircraft. But I'm always amazed at the impact that makes us, and it will be something to watch when you do that in a plane that size.
Yeah, well, you know, we already do the one engine shutdown here. We've done that at numerous air shows, including all week long here. We take the airplane down to about 50 feet. With one engine totally feathered, and that's pretty much a non-event from the aircraft. That portion of the maneuver, you can't even tell in the cockpit. But the two engines shut down and the dead stick, I think would be something the crowd would really like to see, and I think it would make some great press. I think if I could barrel roll it, now I'm not going to barrel roll it dead stick like Bob did, yeah. but a two-engine, nice big barrel roll, I think would be a beautiful thing to see, and I would dearly love to do it.
All right, we should mention that one of the sources of funding that makes possible the appearance of the DC-3 at these air shows is your sponsorship from HRPA. Tell us a little bit about the company and what our listeners can do to find out more about their product line.
That's great, Paul. HRPA is a phenomenal company of great people, and they're over there in Europe, but they've given me such a green light basically to do anything I want at these air shows. They were over here this week, and they're here, and they eat dinner with us, but they basically said, Dan, you're doing a great job. Do whatever you want, and just get us out there, and we've got a lot of people to photograph it and see the air shows and things like that. So they've been a great company to work with, and they build the diecast models in all different sizes. Their website is HRPA. herpa.de, and I can't thank Herpa enough for sending us and having the vision to think this stuff up in advance. It was all their idea as far as the aircraft, the paint scheme, and building the models identically to match. They just approached me and said, "Hey Dan, how about it? Can you do this?" And we made it happen. But they've been a great company to work with.
All right. And for more information on your flight training operation, if someone wants to get a DC-3 type rating.
Just one of my two websites would be great, theaviatornetwork.com or thedc3network.com, and you always got to put that word "the" in there, so it's T-H-E, theaviatornetwork.com. But love to talk to anybody that, anyone of your subscribers or readers that want to write in and ask about it.
Well, Dan, after seeing you fly and talking to you on the phone a couple of times, it's been great to meet you in person, and thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate it, Paul, and one of these times we're going to get you in the left seat, and I'm going to wear you out in the left seat of that airplane and see what you got, all right?
Hey, I fly tail draggers. It's just a big tailwheel airplane.
It's a big tailwheel airplane. You'd be just fine.
Watch for Dan Grider and the Herpa DC-3 at Oshkosh. Also, look for some incredible formation footage of the DC-3 over Lakeland among the upcoming features on Aero TV. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.